flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Jones and Keith, it's Patriots Friday here on WEEI. We'll talk to Alex Van Pelt and Mike Onwenu at the end of the noontime hour, 12:45-ish, we're being told, for Alex Van Pelt. So mark that down. You can listen live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it everywhere with you. This holiday season, a lot of driving, which means you won't miss out on any of WEEI. We also have Keys Keys, 1 o'clock sharp. We'll get to that. Week in Review comes your way about 15 minutes from now. And we'll also get into the Friday four-pack momentarily. 4 questions about Pats and Cardinals right after we talk to Mike on the Cape. What's up, Mike?
Hey, oh, Mike. Fellas.
Hello.
Hey, just interested in the game. I mean, it's been 4 or 5 years of poor quality football that they put on the field. You got the Bills and the Lions on at the same time going head-to-head with them. At this point, I have no confidence if they get the first pick, the third pick, the fifth pick. They trade back, they take a pick. I have no confidence in what they're going to do or even watching what they're putting on the field, especially with the Bills-Lions game going head-to-head.
Okay, so Mike, so this
man, that Bills-Lions.
This is the Robbie Buckets take.
This is tough.
Our good pal from NBC Sports Boston. Yeah. He's like, you know that the 1 4 o'clock game the Patriots are playing in like the last couple of months is going to go head-to-head with the Bills and the Lions. So that's not ideal. I would love to sit down and watch the Patriots get smoked at 1 and then watch that game at 4 o'clock and kick my feet up.
How is Lions-Bills not the Sunday night game?
Great question. I mean,
like, they probably are maxed out on primetime games or whatever, but...
Right. Before the year, is that a Fox game? I don't know where it is. Fox, CBS, those networks usually get first dibs.
I'm sure they fought over it and they want it, but it's just brutal timing because the Patriots is what we're going to have on CBS. Bills Lions is a CBS game.
And then, so
Steelers Eagles is the Fox 425 game.
And I don't think you're not going to get either one in this market.
Sunday night is Packers Seahawks, which on its own is not a bad game.
But it's not those other two games.
But then it's a Monday night football doubleheader. You sitting down? You ready for these?
Yep.
Monday night football, double day, or not even a doubleheader. They're on the same time. So it's just two games.
The Raiders are one of them, right?
Falcons Raiders. It's a primetime game.
So Kirk Cousins hasn't thrown a touchdown in a month versus maybe the worst team in football.
Yep. Bears, Vikings. So Vikings are a good team, but they sometimes win ugly against the Bears.
Yeah, I don't want to watch those.
There's three losing records on Monday Night Football.
In fact, let me make a prediction. I'm out of my fantasy playoffs.
Yeah.
I probably will throw down a random bet, but I will not be watching those.
I'm not in on that.
Okay, but
I get his point. I mean, Bills-Lions, like, how can you pass that up?
So that sucks. But the gist of his point is... I'm not really excited to watch this crappy football down the stretch. This is part of why I think Mayo's not safe. I think that's a real thing with Patriots fans right now. I think you see it on the secondary market with people showing up to the games for less than $30 a game. Get him, Price.
Yeah.
So
you don't think Drake May has some must-see value to him? I think he does. Now, maybe I'm not going to...
I mean, I like watching him,
but there's a difference between...
I get fans being like, all right, I'm excited about him, but I need to see him with players, and I'll see that hopefully next year. I mean,
well, there is a big difference between spending $500 all in to go down to Foxborough and
flipping
just
on the
watching
TV.
It on TV.
Yeah,
like,
but
I'll watch Drake May on TV.
But I think it speaks to... It's not appointment television. It's not must-watch. I'm not real thrilled about it. I'm not looking forward to it. Maybe I'll tune in. Maybe I won't. When I tune in, I'll be half-watching. I might be doing whatever. Yard work, talking to the in-laws, whatever. I might watch it over a friend's house and not really pay attention. That lack of interest, I do think they're teetering on. I think that's a problem for Mayo.
They're a victim of their own success. I've talked about this with Fitzy many times. We're very similar to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. At one point, they could do no wrong, and everything was great.
Oversaturated.
Since, like, Endgame, it's been really hit or miss, and so now it's like, because you keep comparing it to what it was like. And so same with Patriots fans. You're like, well, Tom Brady used to be here. It's like, yeah, Tom Brady's not coming back. Like, this is what the team is now, and it's going to be a little bit of a rebuild to get going. But, like, to me, Drake May is enough to watch. It was a really hard sell to be like, no, watch Jacoby Brissett in the offense and, like, let's see how the season goes. Like, that's brutal for fans.
It is.
At least now, like, you've noticed the over-unders, for example, like, for anybody, like, betting.
Oh, no, this week is a decent one.
It's like 46.5.
Yeah, that's
early in the year, it was like 36.
No, this weekend, they're one of the higher totals this weekend. And again, last night was a super high total and it went way under. Let's get to a four-pack of questions for Patriots and Cardinals this Sunday in Arizona. What's first up this week, Billy?
First question, what player off the Cardinals would you most want on the Patriots?
Okay, so I think this one's obvious. I took him in the Bozo touchdown parlay. Perhaps we disagree. I like Trey McBride. And I think Trey McBride, you have a decent tight end in Hunter Henry. I think he's decent. But I don't think there's anything special there. No offense to our Patriots Monday guest. You look at Trey McBride a year ago, 81 catches, 825, only 3 touchdowns. This year he hasn't caught a touchdown. He's gotten in the end zone a couple of times. He's already at 80 catches, 851. He's one of the elite tight ends, rather, in the NFL. I never loved Marvin Harrison. I don't love their other receivers. We talked about Kyler earlier. I think I like James Conner more than you. I don't really see anyone on defense. To me, it's Trey McBride.
All right, so I would go with Marvin Harrison. I don't think he certainly hasn't lived up to the hype, but even still, he'd be the Patriots' leading receiver.
Yes.
Like, he'd have the most yards on the Patriots.
And he'd easily be their best,
Far and away the most touchdowns on the Patriots. And I think if you could pair him up with Drake May, I mean, they're the third and the fourth pick in the draft, but I would still go with Marvin Harrison. I think he's the best skill position guy they have on the other side. I'm not ruling out him turning into a top 10 wide receiver in the league. I think honorable mention for me would be Buda Baker, who's still, you know, it's not a premium position, but he might be the best safety in the league or one of the best safeties in the league. He's still at only 28. Feels like he'd be older than he is because he's been good for so long. But I like Buda Baker.
Yeah. I forget. Was he franchised or did he sign a big deal recently? He was kicked around as an offseason name in the last couple of years here in New England. The Patriots' safety play is really poor.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, look, you can upgrade just about everywhere on this team, but they paid Duggar. That one looks like a mistake. So Buda Baker is a good name there. I'll go with Trey McBride. You're officially going with Marvin Harrison.
Yes.
Honorable mention, Buda Baker.
Yep.
All right, what's our next question, Billy?
What Cardinals jersey, past or present, would you want?
All right, this is a good one. So I have one.
So I told you off the air I thought we would have the same one, and then I started thinking about it. I know what you're going to say. I know what jersey.
I have a Pat Tillman jersey.
So I did know that. That's a great one.
An actual real hero.
Great choice.
Not a sports hero, a real hero. So I have Pat Tillman, so that would be my obvious answer. I think they have a couple of other good ones, including Rod Tidwell.
Okay, so not the same one. So you're going with
Rod
Tidwell.
Jerry Maguire's Rod Tidwell, famously played for the Cardinals.
One of the greatest football movies of all time, according to Mego. And it is one of the greatest
He is one of the top, I would say one of the top 15 fictional players, right? He's like the best receiver in the league. The way they hype him up, he's looking for a huge payday.
Yeah.
He gets his big payday.
You're not talking about the character. You're saying
Rod
actually in the movie
he's
was one of the best. He was a very good
Supposed
player.
To be a really good player. Yeah. So Rod Tidwell. Then my last one would be Anquan Boldin. I was just always a big Anquan Boldin fan.
So Anquan Boldin was my pivot option.
Okay.
I thought there was a real chance we were both going with Jake the Snake Plumber.
Ooh, the Snake.
I like Jake the Snake Plumber, and I liked him in Arizona. He was better in Denver.
Yeah.
I liked him in Arizona. ASU kid. I think he was a second-round pick.
He was awesome to watch in college. But and then he beat the Patriots every time.
Like, hardly ever. I want maybe never.
I don't think
lost
to
the Patriots.
I think he did.
He had one or two good years, meaning successful team years in the NFL in Arizona. I love watching him at ASU as well.
Had a Rose Bowl, didn't he?
I was just going to say they at least went to a Rose Bowl, maybe won a Rose Bowl.
96?
When Tillman was there, I think.
Yeah, they were teammates. Have you ever talked to Jake Plummer?
No.
I talked
to you?
Jake. Yeah.
Why?
I think he might have been promoting something. One time it was at a Super Bowl. One time it was something else. And I remember asking him about Pat Tillman, and it was honestly one of the greatest answers like I've ever heard about anybody. Like, he just went on and on about Pat Tillman and everything else and just, like, their relationship and, like, what Pat was like as a person. Plummer was a great interview. Like, I don't even know why we talked to him.
Get him on the line, Billy.
Like, yeah, Billy, call Jake
Get him
Plummer.
On the line. What's Jake the Snake Plummer up to?
If you hear someone's talking to Jake Plummer, you sit down and you listen.
So, already a bunch of Larry Fitzgerald answers.
So, I always like bold
Smith's in this.
Too obvious. What would you say?
No, Emmett Smith's in this.
Oh, like your Emmett Smith.
No, Fitzgerald's an all-timer, but I always like Anquan Boldin a little bit more.
I also Fitzgerald's just a little too obvious.
You go Kurt Warner, but he went with the Cardinals there. Carson Palmer.
Did he still play with, Carson Palmer. Did he still play with gloves when he went to Arizona? I feel like he did.
Yeah, I think
like,
so.
Indoors. He was in a dome.
Wild man.
Whipping it around with gloves.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Going Patrick Peterson.
Oh, good one. It is a good one.
I loved when he would go back and return punts because you were like, oh, they mean business now. Like, this guy's going to bring it to the house.
That's kind of what I think with the Niners when they stick Debo back. He actually had a nice return at the end of the game.
Yeah.
But kind of, as much as I like him, looking kind of cooked these days. But yeah, that's a good one. Patrick still in the league?
No,
I think so.
Yes.
I don't think he is.
Is he maybe last year? Did he go to the Vikings?
Yeah, that sounds right.
He went to the Vikings and
certainly not
Steelers.
Certainly not with the Cardinals anymore. But
you know who also was ahead of his time?
Who is that?
Larry Centers.
Oh man, Larry
remember Larry Centers?
Yeah, Larry Centers was here.
They would throw. Yeah, that's right.
Late.
They would throw him the ball like a million times before they really threw to running backs.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't throw a running back; you just hand it to him. You never throw it to him.
He was
then Larry
like,
Centers had like 100 grabs.
He was like a Keith Byers 2.0.
He was.
Yeah.
This guy is incredible.
2023 with the Steelers was his last season.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
For Peterson,
not still in the league. Good ones. Those are your Cardinals jerseys. Put me down for Jake, the Snake Plumber. Keith just has to go into his closet for a Pat Tillman jersey.
That's it. But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we have next, Billy?
Will the Cardinals make the playoffs?
No, they will not. That one's pretty easy. No.
3 weeks ago, I would have said yes. They are currently the 10th seed in the NFC, tied with the Falcons for 9th. So they're a couple games behind. So Washington is 8-5, and they are right now the 7. The Rams, after last night, got to 8-6. Cardinals are 6-7. We all think they're going to get to 7-7. Then they're at Carolina. Maybe that gets them to 8-7.
Yeah.
Head-to-head with the Rams, who they've already beaten.
Yep.
And then San Francisco last week of the season.
Could be nothing to play for the Niners the way they're going.
So
they're going to win out?
I'm going to go soft no. But I don't think it's like a out-and-out no. Like, that schedule kind of opens it up.
The Commanders have the Jake Haener Saints this week.
Yeah, I think it's an out-and-out no. But look, could they get to 9 or 10 wins? They could.
I'm going to soft no.
I still don't think they're going to get there because Washington only has to win 2 to get to 10.
All right.
So my answer, again, would be no. Who do you actually have winning that division? I went with the Rams.
I went with the Cardinals a month ago. Now, Rams.
Yeah, I still think it's
Seahawks
the Rams.
Seahawks are right there.
Seahawks are on top of it, though. Larry Centers, by the way, with the Patriots in 2003. Super Bowl winner.
Nice.
Didn't do much in the playoffs.
All right.
Did have 19 grabs, 106 yards, and a score.
Not bad.
His final year in the NFL.
Bad.
He went out a champion. He walked off the field and he said, I've done everything there is to do.
Today, I am the greatest of all time. Thank you.
What's our last question, Billy?
First thought when you hear Arizona Cardinals.
Good chance we have the same one for this, too.
Just Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh.
So my answer is just Larry Fitzgerald and just how good he was. He was on a bad team for most of it, but then they popped off and made that Super Bowl. But just every year, it was Larry Fitzgerald, top 2-3 receiver in the NFL. And then there became that point where it was like Larry Fitzgerald is going to be a Patriot, which then and the Hurts rent-a-car
so
meme,
good.
Which that's how it all started.
Still lives on to this day.
Oh, yeah, everybody is that guy.
Yes.
But originally it was Larry Fitzgerald, yep. And so there was always rumors about him going somewhere else, but he played his entire career with Arizona, and it was a slam-dunk Hall of Fame career.
His father tweeting out medical information about Randy Moss.
That?
Not so good.
Nope.
No, great, great player and a good one. And as you said, that Super Bowl was so fun. I think of that Super Bowl a lot when I think of the Cardinals, even though they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think of Dennis Green and his rant.
They are who we thought
that's
exactly.
That's exactly what I didn't tell you to cue that up. You had that ready to go.
Bears. Yeah, because Billy was like Denny Green.
I did not tell
Bears.
Okay, so that, you thought the same thing. That's exactly what I thought.
You want to crown him? Crown him.
I didn't.
He lost his mind.
I did not tell him to cue that up. They had that ready to go. That's exactly what I think of.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Great rant.
One of the best.
Top five all time coaching rant. Maybe any sport. Certainly the NFL.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
We let him off the hook.
We let them off the hook.
But yeah. They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
You know what?
Dude, his team sucked every year he was in Arizona.
Oh, they were bad in Arizona.
He would like. Why did he expect to even win that game? Like, what is he talking about?
Like, we are who
was
we thought
that
we
the,
were.
Was that the Bears team that went to the Super Bowl and lost
maybe,
to Peyton Manning?
Maybe. Yeah. Urlacher. Maybe. Could be.
Like, that's. Yeah, that's an all-timer.
We are who we thought we were. Is what it should have been.
Yeah.
Denny Green, by the way, I was reading up on Bill Walsh last night. There was a story written about Belichick going to UNC, and a buddy of Bill's sent him a Bill Walsh book early in the college football season about, hey, check this book out about Bill Walsh going back to Stanford. And it was like, oh, now a eureka moment. They wanted all along to go to college is the idea,
but
right?
He was at Stanford first.
Denny Green was at Stanford before Bill Walsh.
How about that?
And basically Bill Walsh went there, had one good year because it was all Denny Green's players and his team, and then it fell off a cliff.
Wow.
Basically how that went down.
Good for Denny Green.
I was unaware of that.
I didn't know that. He coached Northwestern, and then he coached 3 years at Stanford. And then he was obviously great with Minnesota.
He went
great Vikings team.
He went to Arizona. It was terrible.
Did not do well there. No, he did not.
First thing I think of with the Cardinals is that rant. Not exactly an illustrious football history there in the desert.
No.
617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on this. And it's a Friday, which means it's time for the Week in Review next.